And it is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock on this rainy Friday morning. Well, we talked about this yesterday a bit. Governor Snyder has signed off on the agreement to have a new Enbridge Line 5 pipeline built. There will be a three-panel board that will oversee the tunnel. Joining us right now is spokesman for Enbridge, Ryan Duffy. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. This took a lot of time to hammer out the details. How do you feel about the way things that have worked out?
Well, there is a lot going on for sure. We're excited about it, though. You know, this week the governor signed the legislation creating the Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority, which will have the ownership and independent oversight of a tunnel project. We see that as a good thing, that there's that independent authority. And we saw bipartisan support for that legislation. The next step now is finalizing a few more agreements, and then we're going to be moving forward. So for us, it's great to see all the support this idea is getting from all across the state, from many different groups, you know, labor groups supporting it, business, the Chamber of Commerce, the Michigan Oil and Gas Association. So for us, we've been supplying energy to Michigan now for more than 65 years, and we see this as the future, the next generation of Michigan infrastructure that we'll be building.
One of the criticisms, though, of this arrangement is that Line 5 will remain open as it is now while the new pipeline is being constructed, and that could be upwards of a decade.
Well, we've estimated this will be a project that will cost around $500 million, and Enbridge will be paying for that, and then could take around 7 to 10 years or so. But we think we could actually do it quicker than that, and that really depends on how the permitting goes and the approval processes and those kind of things. But in that time, we are not at all going to be ignoring the current existing Line 5 pipelines. So we're going to have new safety enhancements on those that really will kick in right away. So we're going to be doing full coating inspections on those every other year. We'll continue to shut down Line 5 in the Straits during bad weather up there. We've committed to putting cameras or funding the cameras to go in the Straits so that the Coast Guard can watch ships coming and going in the Straits. And I know I believe that's being done right now, getting those cameras in. So all of that is happening right away. We're not waiting, and that's on top of the fact that all the data we have on Line 5, all our testing shows that right now Line 5 is in very good condition. And so now once you add the tunnel project in there, this really becomes one of the safest, most well-protected stretches of pipeline in the country.
This tunnel will be used for more than just delivery of oil, too, won't it?
Well, that's what the state is looking at, having this be a utility corridor. So that's really why it is important to have that independent authority overseeing the project, because ultimately this is going to become infrastructure that benefits the whole state, and the authority will have ownership of the tunnel. And so it's not something that just benefits Enbridge as a utility corridor. This would really benefit everybody in the state.
You mentioned that there will be some improvements made to the existing pipeline, and of course it's a long pipeline. Everybody talks about the Straits all the time. It starts here, though. It starts at the St. Clair River and continues all the way to Wisconsin. It's a massive pipeline, isn't it?
Yep, up to Superior, Wisconsin. Yep, and so, you know, part of these agreements too, and there is a third agreement that's still out for public comment right now. A third agreement with the state. And that solidifies some of the other things we committed to in previous agreements, one of those being, as we've talked about, the St. Clair River Horizontal Directional Drill Project, where, if people aren't familiar with that, that's going to be where we're replacing that St. Clair section of Line 5 there that right now is trenched into the riverbed. At the bottom of the river, we're going to be doing a horizontal directional drilling to put it in a tube well under the riverbed. So we drill a tube, pull the line through there, and then it is completely protected from any kind of anchor strike because it is underground. So that project's going smoothly. That's moving forward. We've applied for all the necessary permits. We've talked to landowners there, done some survey work on the river, and so we're hoping next fall to be doing the actual work on that project, and we estimate there'll be around 30 construction jobs on the U.S. side with that project.
You mentioned the public comment opportunity. How long does that exist, and how can people go about doing that?
Yeah, the state is doing that right now, so I believe that runs through next Tuesday, and then the new authority will be meeting up in the Straits area, and they'll be discussing those agreements. So you can do that through the DNR website or the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board website. You can go on there and look at these agreements and make comments.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate the information this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks. Always good to be on. Thanks.
All right, we'll talk again. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.